So we've covered a lot of ground with regard to management of common and rare adverse events associated with checkpoint inhibitors. Maybe you could just distill it down to the general principles you use in managing these problems.
These are just general principles that we use. For any severe event, once we start them on high-dose steroids, we usually maintain the high-dose steroids until the event resolves. And then we taper over slowly over about 30 to 40 days. When somebody has a really bad adverse event, it's okay to think about using pulse high-dose allumedrol for a gram a day for 3 days and then bringing them back down. If the AEs persist or recur, sometimes you have to use a second agent, and that would be an anti-TNF or mycophenolate, as we've talked about before. Not all toxicities can be managed with steroids or mycophenolate infliximab. Sometimes you have to use other things like IVIG or plasma exchange, especially for events like myasthenia, neurologic toxicities. And some people have used an anti-IL-6 receptor for HLH, for hematophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis, which is a very bad toxicity. And then again, if you're going to consider rechallenging patients, generally it's okay if their immune adverse event was less than grade 3 and if it resolved rapidly, and if you think that if they get the recurrence of the toxicity, that they won't have major morbidity. But if it was a very severe event, if it didn't resolve very rapidly, or if it's an organ that you might be afraid to, for example, it was a bad neurologic toxicity before, you may not want to expose them again to these agents. Those are really the general principles. You can rechallenge if you've given ipilimumab before, ipilimumab, nivolumab, and they've had a bad toxicity. You can go back to nivolumab again. Often the toxicities are related to the ipilimumab component and not to the anti-PD-1 component. So you can go to anti-PD-1 when you've had a severe toxicity to the combination. But in some of those patients, you may not ever want to give them ipilimumab again. I tell my colleagues to use consultants, but also to beware of some of the recommendations, because the management of these toxicities are not identical to the same entity that would have occurred without the immune checkpoints. So just become familiar with it and question the consultant about whether what some consultants, for example, might come in and see pneumonitis and say, oh, you only need to give them 40 milligrams of prednisone. You might want to question that approach. If somebody has been on immune checkpoint on immunosuppressives for more than 4 weeks, especially if they're on dual immunosuppressives, have to start thinking about giving them Bactrim to prevent pneumocystis and maybe acyclovir, and watch carefully for secondary infections. We've seen, for example, CMV colitis in people who've been on steroids for a while for immune-related colitis. And I tend to reassure patients that their AEs will resolve over time. So it's really important to prepare people up front to say, if you have one of these events, it may take months before you get over this. We may take a while to get you off the steroids. And so that way they're mentally prepared for a long slog, especially if they're benefiting. You want them not to put up with it, but to sort of persevere until you could get them through this. The adverse events that don't resolve are the endocrinopathies, and it's very important to tell people up front, you may lose your thyroid, you may lose your pituitary, and you might have to be on hormone replacements for the rest of your life.
I'm just kind of curious, how many patients would you guess you have in your practice right now who are on checkpoint inhibitors?
Well, since I treat melanoma and kidney cancer, it would be...
like hundreds?
Well, they're not on forever.
You know,
we
no,
do
I understand.
Stop the drugs, yeah. But yeah, I would say...
That's interesting. What tends to be the time course of when you see this spectrum of problems?
Those data have been published. It's very variable. Some patients will develop toxicities within the first week. Some people can develop it weeks after their last dose. And some things like arthralgias can occur very late. Renal toxicities can occur very late after patients have been on treatment for a while. It's not true that if you've been on treatment for 6 or 8 months that you won't develop an adverse event. We've seen toxicities. For example, when we were giving ipilimumab, we've seen toxicities develop, GI toxicities, a year or a year and a half later.
While they're still on the drug, though?
Yeah, they were still on the drug.